Feast of the Holy Trinity, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Firmly I believe and truly, God is three and God is one, and I next acknowledge duly manhood taken by the Son, and I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified, and each thought and deed unruly due to death as he has died. Simply to his grace and holy light and life and strength belong, and I love supremely, solely, him the holy, him the strong. Adoration I be given with and through the angelic host to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All glory belongs to you, Holy Trinity, one God, before all ages, now and forever. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory belongs to you, Holy Trinity, one God, before all ages, now and forever. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and undivided unity, let us give praise to him, for he has shown mercy to us. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you, he established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth a word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and undivided unity. Let us give praise to him, for he has shown mercy to us. Glory and honour be to God in the unity of the Trinity, to the Father and to the Son, with the Holy Spirit, for ever and ever. A Canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory and honour be to God in the unity of the Trinity, to the Father, and to the Son, with the Holy Spirit, for ever and ever. A reading from Romans chapter 11. How rich are the depths of God, how deep his wisdom and knowledge, and how impossible to penetrate his motives or understand his methods. Who could ever know the mind of the Lord? Who could ever be his counselor? Who could ever give him anything or lend him anything? All that exists comes from him. All is by him and for him. To him be glory forever. Amen. Responsory. Let us bless the Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit. Let us praise him forever. Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise him forever. To God alone be all glory and honour. Let us bless the Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit. Let us praise him forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let us bless the Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit. Let us praise him forever. We give thanks, O God, we give thanks to you, the one and true Trinity, the one and highest God, the one and all holy unity. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We give thanks, O God, we give thanks to you, the one and true Trinity, the one and highest God, the one and all holy unity. Intercessions. Father, through your Holy Spirit you gave Christ your Son to us in the flesh, so that we might have life through him. Filled now with that life, we raise our hearts in praise of the Holy Trinity, saying, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Father Almighty, Eternal God, in the name of your Son, send your Holy Spirit upon the Church. May the Comforter preserve us in unity, harmony, and in the fullness of truth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, send your labourers into the harvest to teach all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen them all in the faith. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, support all those who suffer persecution on account of their faith in your Son. Give them the Spirit of truth, who will, according to his promise, speak through them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Father Almighty, all acknowledge that you, the Word, and the Spirit are one. As we believe in one God, so may we hope in you and love you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Father of the living, bring those who have died to share your glory. With your Son and the Holy Spirit, may they reign eternally with you in heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, you revealed the great mystery of your Godhead to men when you sent into the world the Word who is truth, and the Spirit who makes us holy. Help us to believe in you and worship you as the true faith teaches. Three persons, eternal in glory, one God, infinite in majesty. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.